This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's Race Your Game. It's our series on business networking. Andrew Chow from Idea Mart is here with me. It's part three, and today is E, Experience Sowing and Reaping, How to Make a Lasting Impact on People You Meet. Of course, this is part of the PMET, an acronym that Andrew came up with. And before we get into today's topic on E, Experience Sowing and Reaping, a quick recap of our past discussions, Andrew.
Yes, last week we talked about M, which is mind your manners in networking, and we have discussed things that when you go to an event, if you are shy and you have to go with someone, always speed up upon reaching the venue. Look for someone who is ready to network, not talk to someone who is busy with their food. Do not sit down, be mobile, walk around. If you see a stranger, approach them. Always give a very firm handshake because it tells a lot about yourself. Be very careful when you give out business cards. Only do it when you are being asked for one. Hmm. And of course, be present. Do not look around the room. I think one of the worst behavior you can have is the other party is observing that you are looking across his shoulder, you know, for another person to network. And last but not least, never take a phone call in a networking itself, because that shows you that you're not really concentrating on the event itself. So that may give you not a very good positive image.
Okay, and just before that, you said something, and again, you were saying don't offer your name card unless you're asked. Why is that? Because it almost seems natural to pass a name card to someone first.
Yes. Actually, quite a lot of people, when they do networking, they have one stack of name card on their left hand and they dish out one at a time with their right hand. Almost to everyone that they meet. Now, when you have abundance in supply, the value drops. So your name card represents you. So definitely you are not going to... You want to create a good brand. And only when people find you very interesting and you're so intriguing that people have to ask for a name card, then they will definitely remember you. But if within a minute of talk and you start giving your name card, it will not make people remember you. So it is like your brochure. Only when people ask, then you give.
I see. Okay. Thanks for the reminder. Now, let's get into today's topic. What are the politically correct ways of making small talk?
I think everybody is shy and everybody has a very big personal space when you come to social or even business networking. I think the safe way is really to ask anything about work. Everybody is very proud of what they do. I am sure they are, because that's why they go for networking. So asking about work, asking about what you do, and what is your favorite thing that you love about your job, so that it will be very good way of starting a small talk. And if you find that the people are actually opening up to you, you may want to spend a bit more time asking about how they spend their time. Now, asking about their leisure actually give you an idea of whether this person is really a complete person. Because if they take very long to tell you what they do for leisure, that means they spend a lot of time working. So asking about work and asking about time, leisure time, W and T. And last but not least, it's always family.
Okay,
it stands for family. So asking about another person's family, it's good with how many children do you have, how old are they now. You always find a common ground to connect with. If you are a parent yourself, you would like to connect with other parents with kids of a similar age so that you can share a little bit of sorrows, if I may use the word, of seeing your children growing up. So that bonds people very easily. To the extent that sometimes you forgot why you're there in the first place, because you're so connected with another person who's going through the same thing. So, small talk has three letters, WTF, W stands for work, T stands for time, F stands for family. It's not a thing that you should think about when you come to WTF.
It helps to remember WTF. Okay, we have a WTF on BFM. It's called What the Flick. It's about movies.
Yes, that's right. I got inspiration from there, actually.
All right, okay. So I guess also with family, it's almost okay to ask if you have children as opposed to are you married?
Yes. I think sometimes... some people treat this as a personal question, but if you are, you know, these days, it's very rare. It's very rare for people to ask whether you're married, at least in Singapore. I do not know why, because it's almost like usually people don't bring their spouse along when they go for networking. So if you think that that part it's okay for you, just share a little bit. But when you come to talking about family, people assume that you are married, even though sometimes you may face your own difficulties at home. If you're not comfortable, then you do not need to share. You can just gloss it over by asking another question. So usually people don't dwell too long in it, actually.
Okay. Now, what are some of the proven ways of making a lasting impact on people you meet?
I always advocate the mindset of a giver. So a lot of people come to networking to share first before they sell. And I think sharing, it's a very good way of introducing what you want to sell. Sharing means giving very good content, very good information and insight so that people can make very well-informed buying decisions. So you can share an insider story, you can share some insights. It makes people feel that you're here to offer something. So most of the time when they see you as an info center, which is a good way, when they see you as someone who is very knowledgeable, they're very inclined to buy from you later. Of course, you don't sell at the networking itself. That would be a big no-no, the first no-no. The second thing you need to remember, that you need to give first and reap later. Always give. Always introduce a referral. Always ask the most important question, how can I help you? So the minute when you say, how can I help you, you're opening doors for the person to tell you what they want. And sometimes how they tell you and what they tell you give you more ideas about how to connect with the person. The third thing that I find it very, very useful to make a lasting impact is you must have a host mentality. Tell yourself that you're going to position yourself like an organizer. You're going to introduce a lot of people to a lot of other people. So that's the best way, to introduce your friends to new friends. And after a while, your new friends will introduce you to their friends in the meeting itself. You almost see it happening in very slow cycle. Last but not least, be genuine. Do not assume. You know, do not assume that the person will be able to help you stay away. Always be yourself and be very sincere. If you're sincere, a lot of people can feel it. So there's no really magic. You just have to have a mindset of giving.
Okay.
That will make a lasting impression on people that you meet.
And coming up, the correct way of following up with people you've met in networking events with Andrew Chow from Idea Mart, Race Your Game, BFM 89.9. Race Your Game on Enterprise. Good morning, Frida Liu here. Andrew Chow from Idea Mart is here with me, and it's part three of our business networking series, and it's experience sowing and reaping. And Andrew was saying earlier to have the mindset of a giver. Now, you've gone for these networking events, right? What should be the correct way of following up with people you've met in these events?
I think the first and foremost is after the networking event, within 3 days, three is a very magical number. Within 3 days, always do a follow-up. It can be an SMS, it can be an email. I feel the SMS is more personal. Never fail to follow up. Number two is do not start promoting your services in the first email. I get very annoyed where I meet somebody. The next day, I have a long email from the person telling me some of the services that they have. So I feel that they are pitching too early. We have not got any relationship going. So relationship selling is important. You got to build the relationship first. And one more thing. I'm not sure whether how many of you have ever experienced this, but you give out your name card in a lot of networking sessions, and the next time you find that you're on the mailing list of a lot of other people. They just throw your name into one of the thousands of millions. So that is again very bad, because just because I have met you doesn't mean I give you the consent to be put on your mailing list. The option to double opt-in still applies. You still have to ask me, do I want to be on your list? So there's something that do not do to others if you do not.
It's spamming.
Yeah. Yes, It is really spamming. You see, even you have met a person before, it's still spamming because the person didn't give you the express consent to do it. So, So it is really, and it negates every good thing that you are trying to do in the networking itself because people hate to be on a mailing list. I think a lot of busy executives get more than 100 emails a day, so they definitely do not need one more. Always have a few quality referrals on hand so that you are always ready to refer to people. Now, along the way, when you meet a lot of different people, you're bound to have requests. Always remember them. I keep a list of 10 most important referrals that I can give so that I always have them on hand. It also gives me the image and impression that I'm very well connected. I know who is in need of what. So I love to connect. When I connect two parties together, I always have new opportunities and I make them remember me. So it's part of giving as well. So keep practicing it and you'll be okay.
Right. You know, I guess you're also sharing a lot of age-old wisdom, do unto others, experience sowing and reaping. So what about handling disappointments in not meeting the right people in most networking events? What do you do then?
Okay. I think for a lot of disappointment, I think the biggest disappointment that people feel in the networking is you sow a lot, but you're not getting the returns. Now, I like to encourage everyone, the most difficult time is between sowing and reaping. We usually call that name waiting. Waiting for harvest, it can be a long, long time. Now, I think that is a kind of disappointment. No one expects things, but sometimes the result takes a bit too long. Now, I have three things that I want to encourage you to handle disappointment. Number one, who you sow to may not be who you're reaping from. That's very important. Just because you've done a lot to help a person, it doesn't mean your blessings will come from this person. For all you know, this person may be a taker. There are lots of takers in the world. I want to tell you, there are 98% takers in the world. Really, really. They may preach a lot about sowing and reaping, but they are enjoying the reaping. So who you sow to may not be who you reap from. Always remember, you help this person, your help may come from another person. Number two, where you sow may not be where you reap from. That is very important. Sometimes you may volunteer yourself in charity, in corporate social responsibility, in many areas that you are giving a lot of your time and resources. Now, your returns may not come from there. Sometimes people will just hear about you, will just heard about you, and people keep referring your name. The more your name is floating in the market, the better you will be. And it is adding on value to your personal branding. So remember, you may go to places, you have nothing for you, just do it anyway. Last but not least, what you reap will surely be what you sow. Uh-huh. Ask yourself, do you need opportunities? If you need, always sow opportunities. Do you need more personal time? Then sow a lot of your time. Do you need a lot of opportunities? Then you sow opportunities. For me, I need more ideas. I always share ideas. That's what my company is called, Ideama. I get all sorts of ideas when I am most relaxed. Particularly, I find that when I'm bathing, I have a lot of ideas. And sometimes I write it down. Whenever I meet someone, I will share them because the next day, I have new ideas. I have more ideas. So why not I share to you? Because I'm not going to follow up on my ideas anyway. So when you give ideas, you inspire people. And when you inspire people, that triggers off an inspiration to yourself and you'll be motivated. So that alone can help you to handle disappointment in not meeting the right people. Because you always feel that you are rich. Every morning when you wake up, you have something to give to someone. So, so that's my advice on handling disappointment.
Okay, and finally, the finale is next week. What's the discussion all about? It's tea.
Next week is taking the plunge to go on social media. Now, we all meet a few hundred to a few thousand people in our lifetime. How do we keep track of them? If technology has the way, we got to leverage on it. So social media is the way on following up your business networking, going on to online networking. Now, that is very important because you can't keep track of how's it going for 500 people. But on social media, on LinkedIn and on Facebook, you can do it. So next week, we're going to discuss about how you can leverage this new media tool for a new style of business networking follow-up and, you know, relationship building.
Okay, I look forward to next week. And that was Andrew Chow from Idea Mart in our business networking series. This is Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.